Okay, Ollie, looking ahead to the start of the new campaign, another new season. Unfortunately, Harps are preparing for life back in the First Division. How have preparations been going for you?
Okay. We probably got through the difficult weather better than most, on the basis that there was a few days there we were able to change venues, and even going to the gym there with the likes of Neil Barrett who's come on board, were able to change venue at late notice when the outdoor facilities weren't available. So it's gone okay, but only okay. I still think we're off it as regards where we want to be, but look, we'll see where we are. It may take a little bit of time. I'm not trying to buy time or anything here, but it may take a little bit of time with the amount of new players and faces that we have. It may take a little while for that to come together, but please God, it will come together, to put it that way to you.
And the team that takes the pitch on Friday night against Drogheda, Ollie, it's going to be so different from what Harps fans were watching last year.
Yep, it's a new team. I think we kept four of our panel of whatever it was, 18, 19 from last year. A lot moved on to the Premier Division and got great moves to the credit. Others moved on into the Irish League, and we wish them all well. Obviously, as I said earlier on, we'd like to have held on to more of maybe the more local based lads, but it wasn't to be, and we've got to start again, but we're only starting, and I think that may take time. And the point that John Campbell said, we've a lot of young lads there that need a little bit of time and to build up their confidence to get up and running, and please God they will. But it's a work in progress, and it may take us a while to get going, and please God we won't be too far behind the big hitters, many that there are in the division.
Are you happy with what you've brought in, Ollie? Are you satisfied that you've got enough now in that squad?
We're happy with what we took in, without doubt. We'd like to obviously have held on to more of the ones that we lashed, and then you'd have a team. But We've strengthened in certain areas, and probably we in the attacking area, the final third of the pitch, we've added decent quality there. But we lost four centre halves, if you want to call Ethan Boyle, who played I think three games or four games a centre half. We lost four defenders, if you like, which has taken its toll, and it's very, very difficult to replace the quality that has gone out.
And would you consider yourself now as a manager of a club that's more of a big fish in a smaller pool?
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, you're looking at, I think I listed out there about 12 or 13 names of Premier Division players that have come down to the First Division, all sprinkled around. We've been up and down through the divisions well before my time. Yeah. I it's hard to know who. I'm sure people will install Galway as favourites. The fact that the full time and Denny Furlong and Ryan Connolly are there now to add to what they had from last year. I'm sure they're the ones that people will put in as favourites, but you look at what Shelburne had, what Drogheda with Tim Clancy, what he kept, and what he's added to Longford with Darren Meehan and Chris Mulhall. It's a serious, serious division. That's not me trying to, say, look, we're going to struggle. Absolutely not. I don't know where we're going to be. I don't think anybody will. But whoever wins it, without doubt, won't be coming back down the next year. Yeah. Because it's a hell of a lot better a division than when we got up by the skin of our teeth 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and you watched a lot of First Division action even when you were involved in the Premiership, so you know what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, at the time we were delighted to be out of it for a whole lot of reasons, and I watched Longford play last year under Wrexham. They played some brilliant football. I watched Cove play, and they had legs and enthusiasm and quality, and they'll be a handful, without doubt. Shelburne were a handful and have added it. Kevin Teeley, they've improved and will be very... They could be dark horses. UCD, while I didn't see them last year, the likes of Georgie Kelly from our own county, they will be there or thereabouts, as they always are. So who do you rule out? I don't think anyone you could rule out. Yeah.
And what about the start then that you have? It's hitting the ground running, really, isn't it? Because it's a busy run of games.
It is, yeah. But look, the sooner Friday starts, the better. Off seasons are never enjoyable, both from my point of view and the likes of Paul Hegarty's point of view. We've got what we have, and just the sooner we get up and running, whatever happens, win, lose or draw, that's, I think, the more enjoyable part of the season.
So you mentioned in the press conference tonight, Kieran Call is a major doubt for Friday night. Ollie, what is the team news?
Yeah, well, Kieran is unlikely to feature. He's been on crutches since we played last Saturday week. We played against Derry, and he's a recurring problem with his ankle that he needs to get over it, and I think Friday will come too soon. But please God, Kieran will play a big part further down the line, and look, we need him, and we need everybody, you know, going well, and obviously, you know, being fit as well for us to compete, whatever that may be.
Yeah, well, the good thing is you do have options when players are missing. That's something that you've always tried to be sure that you have. But, you know, if a player's missing in a certain position, you've got players able to fill in.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of attacking players and a lot of lads around the middle of the field. We probably defensively had lost Barry Cairn. All of the ones that played in the defence last year have moved on, so we're certainly short numbers in that area. But it wasn't for the lack of trying to try and rectify that, but we probably didn't get enough in that area numbers wise. But please go, you know, with a bit of run of luck, without lads getting injured in that area, maybe we'll make a shape of the league.
Any targets this year then, Ollie? Is it just getting that top four?
I don't think, there's no point in me saying anything. You know, I don't know where we're going to be. I don't think anybody in that division will know where they'll be. It's with a new team, how long it'll take to get up and running, I don't know. And I'm not trying to avoid the question. I'm not trying to be negative in any manner. You know, as I said to somebody, you know, we could win it and we could be bottom. And I think that's the case with a hell of a lot of teams in it that you know, would fancy their chances of going up. And there's a lot of quality in it. I think the point they said there at the press conference is we've got serious players coming to play against us as well as a number that are playing with us. And I think, you know, even that for the supporters to come out, you know, to back us and to see the quality of this, every team is full, or I won't say full, but there's a list of them off there. The likes of Kieran Marty Waters is a Premier Division player. You go through Ryan Connolly, Denny Furlong, we've our own with if you like, the likes of Michael O'Connor and Paddy McCourt. Chris Lyons is a Premier Division player. Darren Meenan, Chris Mulhall. You know, where do I stop? Davey Sullivan. Georgie Kelly is a Premier Division quality player, you know, who's from the county. Anthony McAlevey, Chris Kenny, Paul Hunt, Dean Delaney, Gart McCaffrey, McGuinness, the goalkeeper that signed for Kevin Tealy, Derek Prendergast, Shane O'Connor down in Longford now. Where do you stop? You know, Mark Ludden, you could go on. You know, McCormack out of Galway there. So Robbie Williams, you know, it's endless. So the quality that's coming, it will be attractive to watch, please God, as well as ourselves. But we need everything to go our way to compete. And, you know, but please God, we can at least compete for the top four. Even if we don't make it, at least if we can compete and have something to play for right to the end of the season, which unfortunately last year we fell short with two games to go.
Okay, well, listen, best of luck for the season ahead, Ollie.
Thanks, Sherbert. Thank you very much.